Sydney play Melbourne City in the FFA Cup final tomorrow night at Amy Park, 7:30 kickoff. Alex Brosk, good morning to you.
Good morning, Slats. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good, mate. We're looking forward to it.
Yeah, so are we. It's been it's been a while now since we played the semi-finals. So it's been in the back of our minds ever since then, and now it's finally here. And a couple of things, you know, obviously a grand final, but our first game against Melbourne City for this year as well. A bit of hype going into the season for them, and a real good sort of way to, you know, to see where we are at the moment and hopefully win a trophy.
So it's a midweek competition, but it seems like Sydney FC and both Melbourne City are taking it very, very seriously. It's always good to win silverware, Alex.
Yeah, absolutely. And Arnie said it in pre-season, you know, he said that, you know, we're a club that wants to win everything that we enter, all competitions, and this one is the same. You know, it's slowly building from year to year. It's only a new competition, but it's one that the A-League clubs are starting to take very, very serious, and it's one that we want to win, you know, like you said. So it is a midweek competition, and it's probably a little bit difficult, but I think we've got the squad to be able to challenge on both fronts, and you know, like, it's finally here. So it's a good opportunity for the boys to win some silverware. It's been a long time for the club, and, you know, then turn our focus back to the A-League.
And what's the talk been amongst the squad, mate, after the 0-0 against Adelaide?
It's been good. Arnie's been about, you know, trying to lift the boys again. Obviously, we're going to have some slip-ups. I think the fact that, you know, we were so disappointed after that nil or draw is a good thing. You know, I think we're still undefeated if we look at it. We haven't lost a game. We didn't concede again on the weekend. So there's a lot of positives to take out of it, and that's what we have to do. You know, we've got to put that aside and just come out firing. You know, Melbourne City's a fantastic team. They've got players all over the park that can hurt you, and we need to be close to our best to beat them. But we know that, you know, we have been doing that lately. Our form has been great. And aside from the Adelaide game, you know, we're in really good nick. So the boys are okay. We just had a nice, easy session yesterday. It'll be another light one today, and just be ready and focused to go.
Alex, you're 33 now. You've been there before for the Socceroos, but people are saying that Ange Postecoglou, he needs you. I mean, do you still feel you can deliver on that stage?
Yeah, I saw a few of those articles. Look, it's nice and flattering, obviously, to be spoken about in that way and mentioned for the Socceroos. But look, that's obviously just up to Ange. You know, he's got his vision for the Socceroos, and he always had, and it's promoting young boys and rewarding them. You know, I honestly thought my time had come and gone. When I came back to the A-League, I you know, didn't think I had any sort of chance of playing again. But look, it's nice to be mentioned, and if it happens, then great. But I don't know. Look, my body feels great. It feels as good as it has in a long time. So I do feel as though I do have something to offer if picked. But I guess we'll see what happens there.
Yeah, well, you never stop believing that, I suppose. That keeps you going. You played your 150th match for Sydney FC a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, that's right. And something probably, you know, 6 months ago I wouldn't have thought I would have been able to do since the surgery. It's been a long sort of road back for me, and at the moment I'm feeling good, the body's feeling good, and I'm in a good way. But I guess with representing your country, it's something you never stop believing in and hoping you'll be able to do. So if that honour comes, then you know, great. But you know, in the short term, there's a big final on Wednesday, and hopefully you know, the boys can lift some silverware. As I said, it's been a long time coming, and I feel like we owe our fans something there.
You test out those shin pads, mate, of your old mate Timmy Cahill tomorrow night. We look forward to it, mate. Play well. Always great to chat, Alex, and keep up the good form.
Thanks, guys.